that we lived in when we lived in the Vardaman area, when I was between, you know, 4 and 7 or whatever it was, years of age. The reason that we moved back down there, my grandmother, my mother's mother, died in 51. And she had, you know, brothers and sisters still at home. And then my grandfather, my mother's daddy, died in 56. And so there was, you know, 4 girls at home that somebody had to take care of. And my mother and daddy are good people. This kind of thing always, you know, they happen to be the ones that have to take it up. Like Aunt Beat that I was talking about, Daddy's Aunt Beat. She's old now and she's by herself, and, you know, she was just always by herself, and he was having to go down there and check on her. So we wound up building her house up here by their house so they didn't keep an eye on her. I guess that kind of thing happens to you, and you wind up with that responsibility when you're man enough to take it, you know. So anyway, Mother had an older sister and an older brother and this kind of thing, but Mother and Daddy wound up. We moved into what was Mother's parents' house down there, and took care of those girls, raised those girls, got them through high school and got them married and all this stuff, you know. So that's what we were doing down there. My dad was 24 years old at the time, had 2 kids of his own and 4 teenage girls and his wife, and he was making $30 a week, you know. So we did all right. But anyway, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5. It was a fairly nice size house for the time. It wasn't a shotgun house or anything like that. You know, it was a pretty decent house. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with what we call brick siding. We used to call it brick siding. You know, it was just a rough asphalt, really. Like asphalt roofing,
yeah.
You know, sealed down stuff. Only came in rolls, you know, and it looked like bricks, you know, and they stuck it on the outside of the house.
When you say shotgun house, exactly what do you mean?
Shotgun house basically is, you know, just like if you laid those 2 pieces of notebook paper end to end. It's just a 2-room house, you know, a front room and a back room. You know, it had no basic design, looked like a cracker box.
Mm-hmm.
One of my uncles lived in one of those for a long time.
Doors lined up so you could see right through the middle of the house?
No. That was the rich people's house. That was the one you're talking about is, you know, like the hallway in the middle, you know, and rooms over here and rooms over there and a hallway in the middle with a well in the middle of the hall.
Yeah.
You know.
Was that called anything different?
No, that was just a house, you know. To my knowledge, I never knew but one person that lived in one like that, and we didn't get to go in their house very much. I had to play on the porch, you know, because there was a well in the middle of the floor in there where they got their water. Cistern. Some people call them cisterns. Watch out, don't let the baby fall in the cistern. S-I-S-T-E-R-N, I think is the way that was. But it was just a big well in the floor. But no, a shotgun house is just 2 rooms, just like a cracker box, and if you divided it and made 2 rooms out of it. But ours was not that. It was, like I said, it was a fairly nice house. On the front, you know, the porch, a couple of feet off the ground, you know, you had a porch, and we kept it painted gray. You know, it was a wood porch, and it wasn't screened or anything, but it was the length of the house, and of course it was covered by the roof that went over the house, kind of like a lot of people do now when they have a one-sided carport, you know.
What are the different rooms in that house?
Okay, you have of course, a living room when you went in. The house basically on the front had 2 front doors, you know, and back then you didn't call them locks, you called it a latch. And even before the latch, you had a little thing called a thumb bolt. And you thumb bolted the door. I get tickled a lot of times now. And I tell my wife, I say, hey, don't forget to thumb bolt the door, you know. And it was just a little thing. It's just what it was, a little bolt, and you push it over your thumb, you know, and you thumb bolt the door. So anyway, I had 2 doors there in the front, and you went in on the right side, which was basically acceptable everywhere. If you went into somebody's house and they had 2 front doors, like that, you went in one on the right. Don't know why, but you just did. And it was the living room when you first went in, and there for a while we used it as a bedroom too, you know, for one of the girls. And then you had a fireplace there when you went in, windows all across the front. And you go past that room and you walk into the dining room, which had a table and about 4 or 5 chairs and a bench, or a bench really, but they called it a bench back then. It was just a wood bench.